Shtov, everybody, and happy Monday. We're going to give a minute or two for the people to be here. I like to start on time, so we're a minute. Maybe some people mistaken for the time. They didn't change it on their watch or something like that. So we give you a chance to go online, and then we can take a start. We have less 2 weeks then Passover is here. So I'm going to try to speak a little bit about Passover, but not too deep. Just the basic. Those of you who want to hear more deeper explanation about Passover, you should look for 2 years ago. I think I did a lecture in 2018, if I'm not mistaken. Or 2019. Definitely something that can be find very useful. And can really help everybody before Passover. Good, we have people already. I can start?
Yeah.
All right, I get okay to start. So the name of the portion, we start again, third book of Moses. We know there is five books to Moses. Well, the third one is called Vayikra. Vayikra has a 10 parshiot, there's 10 sections in Vayikra. Every book has a certain amount of portion and a certain amount of precept that you can get from it. The amount of precept from Parashat Vayikra, from Book of Vayikra, is the most amount of mitzvot from all the other five books. Now, if you go corresponding the books into Sfirot, so the first book is Keter, which is Bereshit. Second book is Shemot, which is Chochmah and Exodus. And the third book is basically Vayikra, which is Bina. So we're getting into the level of Bina. That's what we're getting, and we're starting the parsha. Now, the most of the section of Vayikra talk about sacrifice, korbanot. Now, when you take the word korbanot, what you do is you sacrifice animal. Seem a bit primitive, maybe, action. And doesn't matter how you look at it, at the end will look primitive. What's the idea of that animal that's been sacrificed? So think about every time that we're doing something wrong. We know a human being is built from four aspects of structure. The minerals, vegetables, animals, and human. When a human starts acting in a super selfish way, act like animal, what does the animal want? Multiply through sexuality, eating food. So if a person can think only about sex and food, that means that that person is more an animal. So what do? You sacrifice an animal. What does the animal represent? The animal represents an expression of my selfish behavior. Okay? So I have a selfish behavior, I call it an animal, I sacrifice it. So if you look at the portion this way, it will help you to understand, we're not just talking about sacrifice in a primitive way, we're talking about a war that we are in. We have a war against our evil side, our animal side, the side that refuses to change, the side that refuses to transform, the side that don't want to grow up. That side has to be sacrificed. That's deeply and seriously what we're talking about. Now, when you take the word korban, korban means sacrifice. It's come from the word krav nun, fight, with the letter nun. Nun stand up for falling. Krav mean a war, a fight. Or it mean litkarev lenun, to get closer to nun, and nun in that type of explanation mean bina. And we know this is the whole idea of Bina, the entire book. So when a person commits a crime, or we are doing something wrong, why are we doing something wrong? Did you ever ask yourself, like, why would a person wake up in the morning and do something wrong? What's the reason for a person to think about how to do the wrong thing? Obviously, there's pleasure in it. There is pleasure. You wouldn't do something wrong if it wouldn't be covered with the pleasure. Why there is pleasure in it, right? I mean, why Why the negative side gives us a pleasure that then we want to do it again and again and again. We can't stop. We just want to do it again and again and again. We become addicted to what we're doing. We become addicted to a certain crime. And the simple explanation is because we all look for the light. We all look for energy, whatever, to happiness, to joy. We look for fulfillment. Now, the fulfillment can come to a shortcut, what we call a sin or a crime, or the fulfillment can come through hard work, by earning everything. To work hard, to earn everything, seem like taking too long. And when something takes too long, you don't want to wait because you don't feel that the waiting will give you a different rewarding than what you're going to get while you're committing a crime. And for that reason, the sacrifice, what does the sacrifice do? Is cancellation, krav, fighting of my falling part, what is considered my falling part, the part that want something now immediate without waiting, that's not my strong part. If I'm not capable of being patient with my success, then I don't believe success is coming. And if I don't believe success is coming, then I become silly and stupid. And then I will do my mistake. Conclusion, you gotta sacrifice not what you did wrong. You sacrifice the force that caused you to do the wrong thing. Now, some of us will say, what force? This is just me. I'm choosing good or bad, and you happen to be right. But what if I tell you, you're not exactly alone with your choices. There is a force that affecting you since you were born. And you are in a war all day long. So for that reason, I got to take you to the Zohar of this week portion. And verse 316. And that's what the Zohar said. Come and behold. From that deep hole, a female came out, which is the spirit of all spirit, and her name is L-I-L-I-T-E. And I hope I said right. You can write it differently.
L-I-L-I-T-H.
Debbie said. All right. That's her name. We can call her Lilo if you want. So we don't have to say the whole name. I'm not saying her name, okay? And she was with Adam first. What are we going to do with this piece of information? All the women panic now. Shaita nukva shelo. She was his nukva. Nukva means female. Shaa shenivra Adam. So, that means, before Adam come to an expression of creation, she was his partner. But when he was created, and his body was complete, it was thousand spirits that want to be his soulmate. And everyone want to get in. ולא היו יכולים. They couldn't. Until Adam, as the Zohar described, was green. I mean, it doesn't mean really he was green. Green means Santa Claus, Zerampina. I cannot go into it. And all the spirit around him. And then a cloud came down. I'm in verse 317. And for that point, Elohim said, let the livelihood soul come out from the land, which was his nukva, which is malchut. Okay? From the nefesh ha'ish el adam ha'rishon, via malchut. So God put spirit inside the body he created to make the body alive. And he was created the body for male and female together. And when Adam stood up, after he got the livelihood, the nukva, his female, was in his side. So the wife of Adam, meaning Eve, was aside. Don't panic. I mean, there's many midrashim about how she looked like. She didn't look like him. It was another piece to his body. Aside. And the soul was going to him, to the male part, and for the female part. And it was perfect. Then what God did, he separated that piece and Adam and created from that piece Eve, from that piece Adam. And it was a wedding like a chuppah. God brought them like a chuppah together. When Lilo saw it, not Lilo, I mean L-I-L-I-T-H or whatever you say, right? Barcha, ran away. I don't need to tell women about jealousy from women. When two women see each other in the wedding, same dress, you fight. Two men, three men, 1,000 men, all dressed like penguin, nobody care. They just care if there is enough hot dog left for them. That's it. We build differently. It doesn't mean you're worse or we are better. Just build differently. Where did she run away to? Everybody was scared now. Bekarayam. She's in the myth of the oceans. She's everywhere in the ocean. That's one of the reasons people should not go to the ocean at night, especially not alone. If you are a man, it's even worse. Don't go to the ocean or swim at night. And if you decide to do it, go 10 men together. 10 men together. Otherwise, don't go. ועד עתה היא מוכנה להזיק לבני העולם. And her job is to bother human being. Why? Because we are the children of her competition, Eve. But when the time come, it say here in verse 319, when God will destroy Rome, I don't know if it's the Rome is Italy or Rome is a different Rome, then she will rise from the ocean and God will take her to be there in Rome. Why Rome? Because that's a place of, will be the place of destruction. And she will find safety there. Meaning wherever there is destruction, she finds it. Where has her name come from? Because she's always complaining. Meyalelet. She's always complaining like a cat. Meow, meow. That's called Yelala. Not enough now. Zohar in verse 320. And the books of the first wise Kabbalist say that El, Lilo, Barcha min Adam. It's a different opinion. He didn't leave her for Eve. She ran away from him. Before she, even Chava was in the picture. But we didn't find it's true. Because all what we know, she was with him in the beginning. But until Eve didn't come, she was with him. Shezu Chava nitakna imo, I barcha layam, batida lazik laolam. She ran away to the ocean and she wanted to damage people. What do you do? How do you stay away from that negativity? And when she wants to hurt you? Refuah leze, I'm reading 321. That El will not damage you. When a man make love to his wife for the sake of having children only, not make love to his wife for not children, kedei leolid. Yikaven libo bekdusha shel Adono. He has to meditate, to be with his creator, and he has to say this verse in 321. He has to say it before he have children. And he say like this, you are the one who cover with fabric, with sheet of, I think sheet is the best sardine, right? And you always complain, imalti, imalti, go away, run away from me. You cannot come in and you cannot get out. This is not yours and not your portion. Go back to the wild ocean. The wave is calling you. I am holding to the holy part. I'm holding to the king part. And that's why I'm surrounding myself with a fabric or with the sheet or with the blanket. Okay? And then he covers his wife's head and his head. Okay? And he has to do it for the time of having children. Because what happened? She gets jealous from the woman. The woman that makes love to you comes from Chava, from Eve. That's a competition. She wanted to disturb that there will be no continuation for the generation of Chava. And you are from the generation of Chava. You marry a woman, you want to have children, she has to disturb it. Most people don't know it. And if they don't know it, it's not going to happen. And the king of the demon teach King Solomon. The reason I'm reading it to you, not to scare you, it happened to be Vayikra. And I have to tell you, we're not alone here. We are in the middle of a war. I mean, people think that you can just say, no big deal, everything's not a big deal. Just be positive, but positive. You can be as positive as you want. You're still in a war. Okay? So the king of the demon, king, teach King Solomon. Say, it takes 30 days. And the king of the demon says something very weird. He says, listen, King Solomon. After the sexual act of making love for the sake of children only, to pour water around the bed. And then she can never even dare to get close to your children or anything like that. Unbelievable, right? Yeah. Also, a woman who breastfeeds her child should not make love to her husband while the child is asleep. And then she cannot feed him at least 1 hour after that, if she makes love to her husband, because then part of that intercourse is passing on to the kids. And if she doesn't do it, okay, the kids will never be afraid of that L. If the mother doing it. So it's a very, very powerful, if you look at it. Just I read to you a short section from the Zohar that happened to be in Vayikra. So what are we fighting with? I mean, it seemed like the, if I may say it, I don't want to depress you, it seemed like the fight is not fair. It seemed like, who are you or me to even think that we can do anything about that force that exists before even me and you even come to existence? I'm talking about the force that was there before Adam. I'm talking about the king of the demon teach King Solomon what's going on. But you and me are not King Solomon. What's going to happen with us? Well, we have to follow what the Zohar is telling us. That's the right thing to follow. But still, we are in a war. So what do you do? I mean, what do you do in that war? Well, we understand about sexual relationship. We understand the verse you have to read before. We understand that the war is going to keep going till the Messiah will come, or maybe even after. So we are dealing with kind of a war between two forces, and we have to be strong enough to maintain our spirituality. Now, the portion starts with the concept of Vayikra, and God called Moses. But if you look at Vayikra, there is a small aleph. Small aleph. Small aleph is the small of letter of the first Hebrew letters of the alphabet. Now, what does that mean, small aleph? Meaning that Moses, one of the commentary explained, was capable to lower himself. To lower himself. And that's what God called him. What is the connection to what I just said before about our evil side, our animal side? You can't win when you have an ego trip. Even if you win, when you have an ego trip, you lose. Even if you win, you lose. Why? Because when a person has an ego trip, what is the ego trip? I think I'm right. I think I know better. I think you're stupid and I'm smart. All kind of method that people with ego live by. There is no room for the light force of the Creator. Where do we learn it from? There's a section in the Talmud. They talk about which people God cannot be with. And it's written that God can be with all people. But there is one type only, that God says, I cannot be with this type of people. And the verse they use in Hebrew, En hani vahu yecholim ladur bedira achat. Me and the person with the ego cannot live in the same apartment. That's the code in the Talmud about ego. We need to understand why is ego such a bad thing. So the way they explain it in the book, they bring a story. They share a story. It was one great teacher, guru, Kabbalist, mentor, whatever you want to call it, that arrived to a town. And of course, when a rabbi in that level arrived to town, everybody is chasing the wife or the rabbi, please stay with us. Because I don't need to tell you, when somebody who knows real spirituality, real Kabbalah, real coaching, when they stay in your place, the old place is elevated to the next level. I have a friend in Haifa, that his name is Philippe, God bless him, I don't know if he listened to it. So I know him for 28 years. And when we arrived, he heard we going to Haifa. And we have a place to stay, so he was chasing. My wife said, please don't let Eliyahu stay nowhere else. We have our house. I asked my wife, I cannot stay in somebody's house. This is his house. And he told my wife, please let me do this service. I need Eliyahu to stay in my place. I really need him for my money to go up. He has an agenda, which is not a problem. And I said, well, if he needs something for me, then I will stay, because that means I feel good, because I can help him with something. And what we did, we stay in his place. Oh, he make us feel like queen and king. You couldn't believe how far he went out of his way to give us. I'm not talking about the person who has a lot. He doesn't have nothing. And he gives the nothing that he doesn't have. Out of his way. Thank God now he's doing really well. I'm very happy for him. He was struggling then. And it really worked. I'm glad it really worked. Would I say it's because of me? I don't know. I think it's because of God. I happen to be there and I pray for him. If it worked, Baruch Hashem. What am I trying to say about that story? So the two rabbis arrived. There are one rabbi arrived. They tell him, listen, there is two rich people. This rich guy, he can host you in his house. He has the best house. In the house, there is a bookshelf with all the books. Everything is there. The guy is a scholar, he's a study. He makes a lot of money. He has a pool. And he has a mikveh next to the pool. You can even dunk yourself in the mikveh to purify yourself before the Torah. Everything is perfect in this house. The food is extremely kosher. There is a sushi chef. There is this chef. They have everything in the house for you, Rabbi. And everybody said, I think you should stay there. Say, okay. What about the other guy? So the other guy is not as learned as this guy. He's rich, very rich. And he knows that he's not knowing as much as the other guy. So he's super humble. He's humble because he realizes he's not as clever as the other guy in the Torah. He's not as clever as the other guy spiritually. So his level, he lowers level. But listen, he's a nice guy. Very nice to people. Which the other guy is very respectful in the community, because he's not just rich. He's almost like a rabbi. He's like a rabbi and rich. So the Kabbalists look. So you know what? I will stay with a simple guy. So you stay with a simple guy. This guy give you a pool and a mikveh and chef. I say, yeah. But the other guy know that he doesn't know. And the first guy know that he know. And it's written in the Talmud, he tells them, that God doesn't stay with people who think they know. He stay away from those people. If God stay away from those type of people, I don't want to be there. And that's what he answered. And of course, after that, a lot of change happened. That other guy start changing, working himself. Because the ego, my friend, doesn't give room for the light of the Creator to shine. That's why Moses was so important human being, the most important human being ever come to this world. And Moses live among us every generation. We just have to find him. Because he don't appear to be a leader, he appear to be nobody. You know? But lucky are the people who meet Moses in this lifetime. Very lucky, very lucky. Now, I'm going to go now, and we have still to answer, what do we do? What do we do? What is going on with the idea of this evil side inside of us? And hopefully we'll have some time to talk about Passover and Rosh Chodesh, but first I have to explain that. All right. It's like this. I'm reading from Zera Kodesh. I can tell you that this is one of my favorite commentary on everything that he said. So I will be excited to read the whole thing. It will take me 3 hours. I don't want to do that to you. But I just can tell you that His name is the Rofshitze. Zera Kodesh Rabbi Naftali Berofshitz. Like the Agada I use for Pesach, it's only from Rofshitze. It's all the secret in them. It's tremendous Agada. God bless the people who put it together. All right. So the question that the Rofshitze asks, I'll have to read words by words and translate it to you. God created everything. So, God created everything. What did God create? So it says, God created good and bad, punishment and reward. Why did God have to create the evil side? I'm sure if David is online, he asks himself the same question. Why God have to create the evil side? And we live just good. We all barbecue, shesh-besh, begam and some cheese. Why? Bara yetzer. God created the yetzer. God created the evil inclination. V'asamech aleph. And the dark lord of the evil inclination. V'em zeh l'uman zeh shel tzad ha'kdusha. U'bara l'atzmo yetzer misit anal. And he took the Yetzer, the evil inclination, that making us do wrong thing, and he gave him the letter Samech Mem. That is Sam, like you say Sam in English. Samech, the round, and Mem. That's the two letters he gave the Dark Lord. Shem Lumad HaKdusha. Ki milu shel Samech Mem, gam ken kiyatria Samech Mem. Umorim teshtot ha-tum'ach hazeh shalom be'otiyot Samechen la-milui. So all the impurity coming from those dead forces. What's the advice, as the Rofshitze, Rabbi Naftali Berofshitz, what's the advice to be saved from the evil side? The only way is when a person have yirah. But the word yirah can be translated so many ways. Yirah, lirot, to see. Yirah, to fear. Yirah, respect and awe you have for somebody. Ira can be translated so many ways. Tell us the Rofshitze. Ira can go to two levels. One ira is when you're afraid of punishment. A lot of people start to have fear that they get punished. Maybe they get sick. Maybe they lose the money. Maybe the things will not work as good as it was before. That type of ira, that type of fear, it's called irata onesh. And that ira has a name. And the code name for that ira is called Adonai. Adonai. Why we call it Adonai? Because u adon kol haaretz. You realize that God is the master of everything. But the fear that you have is because you're afraid to get punished. But there is another ira, much deeper, much internal. The other ira was external, because you worry about the punishment. Mizota ira, avu al yedei she'adam mesig rumemut elokeinu yitbarach b'chol ha'olamot, is when a person achieves a respect and understanding and awareness about the creator that ruled the whole universe. And the person starts to realize that the Creator is actually endless. And when you realize how small you are and how great is the Creator, and Moses achieved that level completely, Moses achieved that level. So when you get to that level, this Yirah is a different level. Tell us the Rofshitze, Rabbi Naftali Berofshitz. V'zot ha'ira ממשיך האדם על עצמו משם אביה במילוי אלפין. I hope you will understand that part. If you don't know, you can skip on that. The way you draw that type of ira, you draw from a name that called ira yud kevavke bema, which is yud vav dalet, a aleph, vav aleph vav, a aleph. Maybe Debbie can, our team can put it later, so they see the name. So we have two type of ira. One ira is coming from fear. It's ruled by the name Adonai. The other ira, which is also fear, but fear from respect, from an awe, coming from Yud Kevavke, coming from Tach Gamaten, with the fulfillment of Aleph, which is called Milui Ma. ולכן, and that's why, when you talk about human being, what do we call us? Adam. Adam. Adam in Hebrew mean human being. But Adam is dam, mean blood, plus the letter Aleph that come from the Yud Kevav Kema. And Adam is 45, which is the same fulfillment as the Milui Ma. I hope Debbie will put a picture for you so you can really get excited from that. All right. והנה, אלו הבית שמות שבשם, בית ענייני עירה. So these two names, okay? עירן על, הם שם אדוני ושם מה. If you take the name Adonai, okay, which is 65, and you add the 45, what do we get? 110, which is Gematria Nes. You get 110, which is the morality value, miracle. Miracle. Validezim itbatlim koach ha'yetzer hara. Then you can cancel all negativity to leave you alone. So you have fear of being punished, or an awe for how great is the creator. ויש לנו עמידה נקדם, שלא יכולו לבטלנו מעבותו לא יתברך. So you have to use both of them. Depends when. Sometimes you went so low, that only punishment can change you. Sometimes you are not that low, you're already spiritual, but you don't develop yet the respect and the awe toward the Creator, and that's why you need the name of the 45. So, what happened? When the Creator want to help you, רוצים לעכב אותו בעבודתו, יתברך. So they don't let the person doing the spiritual work. שלזה ברא יתברך שמו, היצר הרע. So God created the evil inclination to prevent you from doing what's right. שיגדל יותר התענוג שלו יתברך בעם קרובו. So like this, the creator will have more pleasure from you when you win. וכשיהיה שכר ועונש, and then God truly can give you reward or punishment, because now you're earning it. You're earning it on your own. וזהו צד אחיזת הסמך א' בקדושה. וחיות של משך להם מהקדושה. So the dark side, only way to nourish, is nourishing from the light. Without the light, without light from us, you will not be able to exist. And when you mix the 45 and 65, which is Adonai and Yud Kevavke Alpin, which is Nes, יש לנו כוח שלא לשמוע אליו. Only then, you are capable not to listen to the evil inclination. Because we're all going to be attacked by evil inclination. If somebody tells you he's not been attacked by the evil inclination, then he's dead. Or she's dead. Something is wrong with them. Everybody's attacked. Sometimes we fall. Sometimes we make it. We're not going to make it every time. Just get used to it. You're going to get one day you're going to slap. One day you wake up. One day you slap. One day you wake up. As the Breslev Rebbe said, sometimes we fall. So we can pick up what we lost in the first place. ומה שמפסיד אותנו יצר הוא טובה לנו. So now, every time that the evil inclination kind of taking you and twisting your brain out to do wrong thing, it's good for you. Why? כיוון שיש לנו עמידה נגדו בכוח בית שמות אלו. Because you are in a war. We are always in a war, guys. The war is not over. It's every day. Every day, every second. בכוח זה עמדו מם סמך וסמך מלוכות, זה צד החזדם וחיותם בקדושה. והנה זאת עבודתו של האדם בעולם הזה. That's the work of a human being in this world. שלא ייתן המקום לסמך עליו להתפשט, רע יהיה התפשטות קדושה. So the job of a human being is to do good, but also prevent bad from spreading into the good. כי יצר רב סמך א' מפתים את האדם לתאוות מותרות. Because the dark side wants the person to be okay with his lust, okay with everything that he wanted to do. So the dark side can go into the good area of your life. וצריך אדם להכניע כוחם לידי ביטול התאוות. The way that the human being fight with them is controlling your lust, L-U-S-T. And that's the korban. That's the sacrifice that we talk about in Vaikra. What is the sacrifice? You're giving sacrifice, but you also sacrifice yourself. And that's the throwing of the blood that used to be. Because when a person have lust, when a person want to do the wrong thing, what happened? Your blood start to boil. Your blood start to boil from the passion of doing it.
And that's how the dark side are controlling you. And for that reason, our name in Hebrew is Adam, human. שצריך להיות אלף לאדם. Because if you just call us Dam, we are blood. But if you add the letter Aleph, that's Alufo Shel Olam. The letter Aleph is the creator of the world that controls everything. שלא ילך אחרי התאוות של תגבורות ותחת דם. Don't follow that excitement of the blood being boiled. שיכיר את כבוד אלופו של עולם ואחדותו. אנחנו אומרים, אז באות א'. And that's the work that we are doing here. As you can see, we are in a war, guys. It's just a war all day long. And he continued. So when you do the sacrifice, you are cancellation of everything that you used to follow before. Now, according to Rabbi Naftali Mirovshitz, why there is Aleph in Vayikra? Aleph Zira in Vayikra, Torah Kohanim, and it's all about sacrifice, because he's telling you, I'm here to sacrifice all the korbanot, all the sacrifice in the Mishkan for all the people that were chasing the blood instead of the Aleph. A human being has two parts. The Aleph is the part of the Creator in you, and the Dam, the blood in us. So the Aleph is small, is to remind you that you are making the Aleph, which is the Creator, which is the light of the force of God, and you make the Dam more important. That the Aleph from Vayikra is the same Aleph that's supposed to be big, because that's where the Creator is. So, you know, after the golden calf, after all the things we did wrong, it's a problem. And for that reason, they say, Adam ki akriv michem korban lashem, a human being who sacrificed among you, sacrifice to God. What is mikem? What is mikem? Okay? If you take the word samech mem, remember, samech, you write it letter, samech mem kaf, and mem you write mem and mem. I'm sorry for all the non-Hebrew speaker. So if you look at the end of the letter, you have mem kaf, and the last letter of mem is mem. What is it? Mikem, among you. When somebody sacrificed something from you, what is that meant from you? Shamilun moral itpashut, moral itpashut asitracha. It shows you that within the word mikem, among you, meaning you let the dark side go among you, that's in you have to cure it by the sacrifice. Now you want to cancel them. What do? Sacrifice mikem. Mikem, meaning you take the letter mikem, which is the spreading out of Samech Aleph. I think it's phenomenal. I don't know if everybody understands that, but they need to see the letter. Unfortunately, I can't show you the letter. I don't have that digital immediate drawer. Monday, maybe we can solve it because we really need it. It's so beautiful. So beautiful. So, yeah. So this is the whole thing of Vayikra, and to understand we are in a war. And every time that you want to read something, just don't stop reading about Rabbi Naftali Berofshitz. And I believe that he has a lot to do with the Messiah coming and all the bad things that will be over. And I believe that he carry within them a spirit, a soul, that can make all different.